episode 256, are you playing Tug of War?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? My sister's doing great. I hope you're feeling mighty fine and absolutely gorgeous as I'm sitting here watching my cats climb the walls. Really? Do you ever have those days that you think you're climbing the walls? Well, my cats are doing it now. So I hope you're not having that kind of a day. I pray that you're having a wonderful day. And guess what? It is our time. Get your coffee. It's girl time. Are you ready for it? Let's go. Let's get it on. Welcome to the family. For those of you who have just stumbled upon us, or you know what? Thank you. For those of you who have been around and you're kind of putting up with us. I love that. It makes it so much fun. Isn't it great doing life together? I went to a conference this weekend and it was an absolute blast. And I must say, it's amazing what you walk away with and the people that you meet and the surprises that come up and the revelations that happen and the aha moments and everything. And it's just amazing that when you get to step away from life for just a few minutes, you begin to, whoo, you can kind of settle in a minute. And then you know you have to come back in and life begins to happen, and that's okay. But then you can begin to add things in. Well, today we're chatting about something very interesting. Are you playing tug of war? I know as moms, this is something that's really, not only is it a real game that, well, hopefully some of your kids still like to play. I like to play it. It's fun. You know, when we get to do our family reunions, man, tug of war is a blast, especially when you get the guys against the gals. But when we get older, that tug of war is even more apparent. However, I don't think we recognize it. I don't think we see it as what it really is, that we're playing this game that used to be something so fun in childhood and now has become a dreaded way of life. Bo Bennett says this, self-sabotage is like a game of mental tug of war. It is the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind, where the subconscious mind eventually wins. Chew on that one just for a minute. The tug of war is between the conscious and the subconscious. We're going to talk about the inner battle and what Bo expresses there. You know, we've been talking a lot about creating habits and accepting change, and it's been our topic of conversation. We've talked about that your habits matter. We've been talking about, you know, starting from scratch. We've talked about soul searching and changing the mindset. And tug of war is something that is real. Now, we may not think of it as a game, but yet we play it with ourselves all the time. We're going to talk about the push-pull effect here pretty soon. And I'm amazed that when we were young, okay, remember when, you know, back in like the little house on the prairie days? Okay, maybe not that long ago, but when we did go actually outside and we didn't have electronics and our games were hands-on and they were physical and we had fun and we would get dirty and sometimes mud would be involved and we would get hot and sweaty. We'd be a total absolute mess, but we'd be laughing and giggling and just having an absolute blast. Isn't that what life is all about? But then what happens? Now you're older. Oh, thanks for telling me that, right? Yeah, now you're older. The tug of war game seems to be pulling and pushing you. Pushing and pulling you. You're going all different ways. You can't stabilize yourself. Things begin to hurt. You have different pain points. You never thought that, you know, you'd have pain in areas that you have pain. And you're like, this isn't good. I don't like this game anymore. Tug of war is not fun. Yet we seem to play it a lot. And especially as women, as moms, it's this battle. We fight this inner and outer battle. It's both. The inner battle may be something of what? Your subconscious and your conscious. That soul versus your mind, you know, kind of the mind-body-spirit effect. where you're like, man, I think my mind says, yeah, this would be a great opportunity. But man, my gut, oh, I just don't feel good about it. There's just something about it. I feel like I'm going to go vomit right now. The outer one. Oh man, if I do this, my sister's going to absolutely love me. But if I don't do it, she's going to be so disappointed. Tug of war. The push and pull effect. How does that work, the push and pull effect? Well, in the real game, you know what it is, right? We've got this long rope. You got usually, well, in those days, it was a hanky, right? The handkerchief. Man, do we even carry hankies anymore now? I don't know that we do. In fact, weddings, I'm not sure. Now, my hubby actually did carry a hanky for us in our weddings because I knew I was going to need one. I'm just saying, I'm kind of an emotional gal, and I love it. Good and bad, I'm all there. Tears of joy and tears of sadness, it's just, I'm just all about it. So, yes. So, you've got the rope. You got your hanky tied in the middle of it. You got your teams on either side. Let's just name them the pink team and the purple team. Why? Let's go with peas. I like peas today. So we got the pink team and the purple team, and you're sitting there and you're pulling back and forth, and you're watching this, the hanky. You're watching this hanky cross this line, and how far, and ultimately what is to pull them all down from the other side. So is the pink team going to win or is the purple team going to win? Who's going to pull what? Who's going to have more strength? Who's going to have more resistance? The push-pull effect is the same thing. The pink may be pulling the purple. Okay, let's say that fast. Why did I pick peas? There's a lot of things to say in that. Sorry, man. My goodness gracious. We may need to rethink this through. But seriously, the pink is pulling the purple. The purple, well, what could it do? How could it gain strength? Well, it could what? Pull back? But they're going to have to do that. The pull-push effect. If you look at it from the standpoint of, okay, this is what I have control over, and this is what somebody else I allow to have control over. Yes. Did you hear that? This is what I have control over, and this is what I allow someone else to have control over. Ultimately, no one has control over you. You are not a robot, even though as moms we feel like we are, right? We get up in the morning, it's time to get ready, we got to get the kids ready for school, we go, we shuffle them off, we go to work, we do our things. If you're staying at home, you've got your chores to do. You go and you pick up the kids, and then it's running, and then you've got groceries, and oh my goodness, it's just on and on, and you feel like it's just automatic pilot, automatic pilot. Oh no, it's automatic mom, automatic mom. And you get yourself on this train that you're not even thinking about because you just do it. You just do it. And we're like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm just so busy. I don't have what time. I'm so busy. And I'm allowing myself to do this, that I have to do this. How many times have you told yourself that? I have to do this. Who ultimately has control over you? You. You are not a robot. You have control over you. It's changing your mindset. It's soul searching. It's digging deeper. Because when we begin to kind of come up with these phrases and the excuses of why we're not or somebody else is in control, you know, you're allowed to use the word no. No one ever took that away from you. Now, you might want to have some nice manners about it and say, no, thank you, or no, ma'am. And then you can say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, etc. But you have every right to say no. But do we use it? No, I'm busy. Man, I got to stay busy. Why? Because that is what is expected of me. My children have to be involved at least in 3 activities every single semester. And if they're not, well, gosh, I don't know. I just feel like a failure. Do you really feel like a failure if you're not that busy? Who really has control over you? So remember, either you're allowing someone to control you, you are giving them that power over you, the pull effect, or you have the push effect and you have the control. In the tug of war game, it's all about pull, pull, pull. The pink is pulling the purple. If the purple wants to win, the purple's got to pull the pink. If they both wanted to win and they pushed, what would happen? It would be like sparks in the middle, right? Oh, man, the hanky would drop down and the rope would come together and it would be like just, woo, high fives everywhere. Why? Because there's not this effect of the push-pull. You have to decide, are you going to be on the pull side or are you going to be on the push side? The pull side is, man, you're kind of letting everybody else dictate. You're giving them the power or it the power. You may be working on some project right now and you're giving it the power. You're letting it consume you. When actually you need to have and take control back and you need to push the push-pull effect. So you say, okay, I'm beginning to understand this. I am in a life of tug and war. I do it every single day. I struggle with it. I have more maybe of an inner battle. And then other days, maybe it's an outer battle. But you're beginning to recognize that this is real and I'm kind of tired of it. I don't want this life anymore. Because living a tug of war life and playing that game is what? It's a hot and sweaty mess. And it's not fun to be that way. It's not fun to get up tired before your day's even started. It's horrible when you go to bed feeling like you've had nothing accomplished the whole day. By the time the end of the week rolls around, you are drained. You are maxed out. You have no patience. Your anger is like over the top. And if one person says the wrong thing to you, you're going to implode, let alone explode. And you're going to have a mess on your hands. It's going to be a hot and sweaty mess. So how's your tug of war game looking? Do you struggle with wanting to do something now, but somehow you come up with every excuse not to do it? You know, it costs too much. The finances just aren't there. You can't make it work. Or I don't have enough education. Or I don't have the certification. Or I couldn't really do it, could I? Or maybe it's, well, who's really in control? The push-pull effect. So what do you do? How can you take this tug-of-war game and basically eliminate it? How can you? Here's the kiss. Cut the cord and push ahead. Yep. That's it. I love cutting the cord. Why? Because it's a rope. It's there. Why have that boundary? You're setting it there. So stop it. Cut the cord and what? Push ahead. That means you have control. You're not letting other extenuating circumstances. You're not giving the power to the other stuff in your life. You're saying, okay, I need to take control of this. How do you do that? All right, I'm going to go through three things and I'm going to give you some examples. Okay, so you have to cut the cord and push ahead. Number one, you have to acknowledge the tug of war. You do. You have to own up to it. You gotta realize that it does exist. And maybe it's an inner battle versus an outer battle. That inner battle is more within you. Okay, your subconscious versus your conscience. Your mind thinking one thing, and then you've got your gut, your soul saying, oh, I just don't feel right about this. Okay, you need to acknowledge that. Number two, what's the push-pull you're feeling? What is it? How is it controlling or not controlling you? Identify the push and the pull. Are you being pulled one direction because someone wants you to do that? But the push should be, gosh, I really don't want to do that. So why am I giving them the power to kind of either guilt me into it or make me feel like I have to do it because, oh, I'm so the expert? What's the push-pull you're feeling? And number three, you need to take the leap. That's the push-ahead part. That's the push part. You're getting rid of the pull, and you're saying, I got this, and it's time to take the leap. It's time to push ahead. Now, it seems very simple, just those three things, right? And it's not necessarily simple. It takes intention. You have to be specific. And that means you're going to have to really think about it, which takes energy, mental energy. And mental energy, when it's used, is exhausting physically and emotionally. So when you're playing the game of war and you're sitting here going, oh, or game of war, tug of war. Well, it is a game of war, but it's tug of war. When you're playing that game and you're hot and sweaty and you're just like, I cannot do this any longer. You got to stop and take a step back in order to leap forward. You have to decide, are you going to be in control or are you going to allow something or someone to control you, basically, where you are giving them the power. You are giving power to their words. Cut the cord and push ahead. You look at this at weight loss, okay? Now, I use weight loss as a lot, but part of it is healthy living. Most of us, however, unfortunately, weight loss is something that we think about. It's just kind of a fact of life. And if we're already kind of skinny or in that mindset, we don't want to gain. We may be trying to stay right where we are within like 2 pounds. Because if I go over that 2 pounds, oh my goodness, I'm not going to fit into my size 2.5. Right? So weight as a whole, unfortunately, is something that is alive today. So if you look at weight and you take that, you look at the push-pull effect. Well, if you know you have to lose weight, okay, let's say your mom has told you, sweetheart, you're putting on here. I'm really concerned about your health. Your husband's made a comment to you. Maybe even your best friend has. Your doctor has, okay? That's the pull effect. That's the pull side of it, okay? The push side of it is, you're not going to do anything more just because they are pulling you towards it. You've got to be the one to push it. You've got to be the one to make the decision. You've got to be the one to commit to it. You've got to be the one to do the work. This goes for anything. This goes for, let's say, you're getting a certification, you're getting a degree. Who does the work? Just because your husband's like, oh my gosh, you're so close, you've got to finish. And you're like, I am so daggum exhausted, I cannot do this anymore. He can't do it for you. You still have to do the work. So you've got to decide what that decision's going to be. As much as he may want it for you, that doesn't mean that's necessarily the right or the wrong decision. But you decide. You are the one who ultimately has to cut the cord and push ahead. It's you, the push-pull effect. You can do this, and you can apply this in your life where the tug of war is no longer and the battles become less. The inner and the outer battles. It's tough when you start to get friends and family involved in the outer battles, where it's things that just really aren't within you of what you control. Could be an outer battle of maybe how you and your husband handle finances, how you spend the money, what you spend the money on, his perspective versus your perspective, the push-pull, tug of war. But ultimately, he doesn't necessarily control you when it comes to finances. However, you need to make the decision as to, okay, we may need to compromise here. We may need to decide on what we're going to do with finances. And then you need to look at it and say, okay, so what can I do that I control that will contribute to this decision we made as a couple? Not just because he's dictating it to you. You see how it all can work together? A lot of it comes down to what? ultimately what? Communication. Communication to oneself. You see, Bo said it so well. Self-sabotage is like a game of mental tug of war. And that's what you're doing here. Tug of war is just, I mean, it's a self-sabotage game that you play. And you're allowing either something or someone to be the pull effect. And until you're ready to cut the cord and push ahead, that tug of war game is going to continue. So what are you deciding today? Where do you want to move in your life? How do you want to propel forward? What light do you want to see at the end of the tunnel? Where's that hanky going to drop? You can do this. I know you can. It's a lot. But I'm telling you, once when you begin to learn and understand how these inner and outer battles can stop when it comes to tug of war, it does make life so much more enjoyable. The decisions don't necessarily come easier, but you begin to recognize, okay, who am I giving the power to? The pull. But I need to be the one who pushes, because otherwise it's not going to happen, right? Only you control you. I want you to go out, and I want you to think hard about this. This was kind of a tough one, and I told you we're going to continue to get deeper and deeper and deeper. It's hard to keep things short and to the point during this little bit of time. But I really believe that we need to be talking about some things that a lot of the times we don't even discuss growing up. There's no classes for it. We're not getting it in the schools. We're not getting it in the churches. We're not talking about it through our friends. And so this is a way for you to kind of bring awareness to your life. I don't want you to play the tug of war game anymore. It's not fun. It's not a battle to have. It's time that you say, you know what? I got this, and I'm going to cut the cord, and I'm going to push ahead. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.